Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. The anointing makes a difference in our life. Excuse me, hallelujah. We thank God on today. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Sunday service. We welcome you here in Houston, Texas. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. And we would like to welcome you here to Sunday service this afternoon. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for a brand new day. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we would like to personally welcome you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we'd like to personally welcome you. We'll open up your lines here. Will you press 1, please? Let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you have any prayer petition, this is the time to bring it all over to Jesus. So we just like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome every single family member and friend here to Sunday service. You could have been anywhere, but we thank God for you. Hallelujah, for being right here with us, being in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank every single one from Louisiana that's here with us today. God bless you. May God keep you. Thank every single one that's from New York that is here. God bless you. May God keep you as well. Every single one here in Texas with us, God bless you. God bless you so much. Thank every single one there in Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. God bless you. Our minister Learn is there in Chicago. He and his family, member and friends, we welcome every single one here to Sunday service. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us enter into prayer right now. Let us usher in the Holy Spirit. We know that God is so good, and he has been so good to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us this brand new day, new mercies, new grace. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. Holding our right minds. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping us all night long as we slept. Hallelujah. Keeping us from dangers that we could not see. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you have blessed us, hallelujah, that we will be well, not sick, no plague, no diseases, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. You have blessed our homes, blessed our ministries, blessed our children, blessed our relationships, hallelujah. Blessed our finances, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have blessed every single thing that is concerning us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you blessed our hearts when you speak a word to us, hallelujah. We do realize, Father God, that one word from you will change every single thing that is about us, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for giving us your promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for loving us. Hallelujah. Even in those times when we didn't feel like that we deserve your love, you still loved us. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given yourself to us. Hallelujah. That we have access to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you sit right now on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. making intercession for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We do realize that we're right here in this place, hallelujah. We're here in this world, and we may face some trials and may face tribulation here. But we thank you, Christ Jesus, that you have already done it all for us. And when we place our mind right there in that place, knowing that you have already done it all, we find great peace, hallelujah. We too can be in that place of rest, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, grace, hallelujah, grace, grace. This covenant, hallelujah, Father God, that you allowed us to be in, the covenant of grace, hallelujah, seeing your abundance every single day, seeing love, hallelujah, so much love, seeing peace, hallelujah, so much peace, joy, hallelujah, prosperity, wholeness, holiness, soundness, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are able, through you, Christ Jesus, to walk in our calling, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, like never ever been seen before, a supernatural being, hallelujah, because of you, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have your blood that covers us, hallelujah. Your blood covers us, hallelujah, and we don't have to worry about any type of dangers, hallelujah, any types of works of Satan, hallelujah, because we are covered by your precious blood, hallelujah. So we speak to every single unclean thought, and we speak to every single unclean spirit, and we say you cease your works right now, hallelujah, because we are covered by the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, and by the word of our testimony, we say you go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given us your authority to tread upon serpents and to tread upon scorpions, hallelujah. Your word says over in Isaiah 54 that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. You say, great is the peace of my children, because they are taught of the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that no weapons, hallelujah, that are formed against us shall work, hallelujah, because we have you on our side, hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that we can sit in peace. We thank you, Father God, that we can rest in your finished works. We thank you, Father God, that we are your children, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every single word that you have already given to us to deliver here to your precious sheep this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we do realize that every single word that you've given to us, it builds us. It gives us confidence, hallelujah. It edifies us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rukana sharaba no hose nimi. Miraboko sororaba hashanaba ka hasha. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you for restoration, oh God, right now. As we come praying, oh God, that you restore every relationship, oh God, that Satan has caused division, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Bible said in Job 22:10, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we come interceding for our friends and family, that you restore all that the enemy has taken away from us right now. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Include my help, our strength, our peace, our joy, our finances, and support right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you move mighty on the line today, oh God, bringing healing, oh God, to the life of your children, deliverance, oh God, peace to their hearts and home, oh God. Help us, oh God, to forgive, oh God, quickly, oh God, so that we can be forgiven, amen. So right then, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to 1 John 1 and 9, we confess our sins, oh God, for your words is that you have just and hallelujah, to forgive us for all sins and all unrighteousness and cleanse us, amen. And we receive it right now by faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, lied on us, lied to us, talked about us, abandoned us. We forgive them right now when your word says to vengeance is yours, but we choose to bless them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have your way, God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, teach us how to be good stewards, oh God, over our money. And to do good by you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, not to become victims of money or by making money our master. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, God, according to your word in Luke 18 and 1, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart of. Oh, Lord, let us, hallelujah, let salvation come to our hearts right now, God. Lord, as we pray, oh God, help us to continually to pray, oh God, to seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Lord, that all things shall be added unto us. Oh, Lord, give us a mouth and hallelujah and wisdom which all our adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God, comfort us, protect us, and give us, hallelujah, the words we need. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let us, amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, give us a grace, oh God, to watch and pray always, that we may be covered and worthy to escape all these things that will continue, that will come to pass, oh God, and to stand before the Son of Man, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us, hallelujah, have a firm desire to always praise you in all our situations and circumstances, be it good, bad, or other. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, teach us, oh God, hallelujah, to discipline ourselves, to make better choices for our life, our spiritual life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, make us, oh God, to always be praying that we may not enter into temptation, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for the God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, open our understanding that we might comprehend the scriptures, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, lift, hallelujah, oh Lord, lift up your hands, and bless us, hallelujah, as you did your disciples before you departed the earth, and hallelujah, was carried up into heaven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for increase, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for one greater than one, hallelujah, one more, but oh Lord, you give the increase, oh Lord, so increase your children with God's goodness, oh God, favor, oh God, with our blessing, oh God, and protection, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we love you and we need you, God. Hallelujah, let our hearts always remain with you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our ways be guarded, and our lips guarded when you come, oh Lord. Let us keep watch, oh God, when you return. Let us be found watching, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God, give us, hallelujah, our portion in due season. Oh Lord, help us to strive to get you through the narrow gate, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let us receive divine order right now. Things have been out of order. Oh Lord, keep us from exalting ourselves. Help us to always be humble, even when others exalt us. For you get all the praise and all the glory belongs to you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let us never to be saltless. For the Bible says in Luke 14 and 34, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Oh Lord, let us be seasoned in our words, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh Lord, do all that you can do, oh God. We know that you can do all things with fair. Lord, make us to always feel you, to never pay shame to your kingdom, oh Lord. We just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, not, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let not the enemy take away the kingdom of the kingdom of God from us. Oh Lord, let us receive the knowledge and wisdom that comes from you, that we will not stumble and preach and error. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, I the living God teaching us what to say and what to say. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us not to worry about our lives. We cast all our worries, cares, problems, financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, at your feet right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in heaven, work it all out for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, let our mind not be anxious about worldly things. Help us to keep our mind stayed on the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're going to be delivered on today. We're going to be saved, oh, God. Do a new thing in the form of the truth, oh, God. Delivered by your shoes. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, let our house not be divided. Be your angel of unity to bring the tidings to our halls. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you as we receive today. As we enter in, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, teach us to choose the good part, which will not be taken away from us, which is your mighty word, oh, God. We just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we know who you are. And Peter answered and said, the Christ, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let your majesty manifest in our lives right now for the good. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, give us the supernatural strength, physically, mentally, spiritually, to keep our hands on the plow and never look back, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you have given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and on all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we rejoice in knowing that our names are written in heaven. Amen. We thank you for the Lord of heaven and earth. Amen. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. But we thank you, God, that you love us for us, that you your only begotten Son to save us. Lord, we love you, Lord our God, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. It is you, oh God, has given us, hallelujah, the spirit of love, oh God, that we operate in love, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we are believing in your healing right now, in your healing power, oh God. So many are sick, oh God. We pray for the sick and shed, and even ourselves that are dealing with any type of sickness or illness right now. Oh, Lord, we are believing in your healing power, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Oh, Lord, heal us right now. How do we put all our faith in you and trust in you, oh God? Or just send your word, oh God, just speak your word, and we shall be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shall be healed completely and permanently. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will bless every family that's on the line, oh God, every household, the Washington family, Lord. Hallelujah, the Manning family, oh God, the Jones family, the Washington family, the Smith family, the Jefferson family, oh God. Right now, the Corruption family, oh God, the Gordon family, oh God, hey, Gordon of Oshakaya, the Green family, oh God, the Williams family, the Matthews family, the Jenkins family, oh God, the Perkins family, oh God, hey, my name is Gordon of Oshakaya. Oh, God, right now, the Corner family, oh, God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, help all and all of their family, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help right now, God. We thank you for your ever-present help, hallelujah, and the help that's on the way, oh, God. We thank you and we bless your name, oh, God, for you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We give it to you right now, and we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes and everywhere we go, all that we have and all that we will have. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare by faith that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us and those in our family, and all that we have and all that we will have, and all that God has put us in charge over. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare by faith the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come to serve on today, oh God. What is it that you will have us to serve of our children, oh God? We just want to say thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Give us this day our daily bread, amen? And we receive that our spiritual bread is every fall. Hallelujah. We give it all over to you right now. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. And we thank you, Lord.
Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh Lord. That you pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't have one enough to receive, but others will be blessed by the overflow. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Right now for your healing power. We thank you, Lord God, for your miracles working on the inside, that we can decree in the crowd right now that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. For we have the resurrection power working on the inside, and we thank you, Lord God, that you're on our side, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We give it all over to you right now for eternity. Our life belongs to you, oh God. Lord, we love you and we need you. We bless your name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know it's not nothing that you did, that's kept you on today, but God remembered you on today. He remembers your children on today, your grandchildren, your mother, your brothers and your sisters, amen, your friends, the far and near, that God has kept us. And if God is, hallelujah, that holds you up this morning and restores your soul, just give him praise. Hallelujah. While you still have time, amen. While you still have breath in your body, amen. Give God some praise this afternoon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father. And we decree and declare all is well with you and your home. Hallelujah. Welcome one more time, family. Welcome, church. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington out of New York, New York. Hallelujah. Welcome, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you.
Yes, good afternoon. So glad to be with y'all again. I just want to let y'all know that God is a good God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he will lead you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Said, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he will lead you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Did I have a Savior that I can tell all my trouble to? And when I'm worried in church, I don't know just what to do. You know what I do? I go to the Lord in secret prayer. He told me I could leave all my burden right there. I know the Lord, he will make a way. Yes, he will. I believe I said it again. Said I have a Savior that I can tell all my trouble to. And when I'm worried and I don't know just what to do, I go to the Lord in secret prayer. He told me I could leave all my burden right there. I know the Lord, he will make a way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I believe that he will. I know the Lord, he will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he will lead you safely through. I know the Lord, he will make a way. Yes, he will. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he will. He will make a way. God bless you. Brother Joe Watson, we love you. We thank God for you. May God continue to use you. And may you continue to allow God to use you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. God will make a way. Will you trust God to make a way for you when it seems to be no way? Amen. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. We're going to be coming from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18 of the New Testament. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18 out of the New King James Version. The New King James Version. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. The Bible reads, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What the Bible is saying, church, hallelujah, it is easy to lose heart and quit. We've all been in situations where we wanted to just give up, or we did give up. We all have faced problems in our relationships or in our work that have caused us to want to think about laying down the tools and walking away. Rather than giving up when persecution wore him down, Apostle Paul concentrated on experiencing the inner strength from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't let fatigue, pain, or criticism force you off the job. Renew your commitment to serving Christ. Don't forsake your eternal reward because of the intensity of today's pain. Your very weakness allows the resurrection power of Christ to strengthen you moment by moment. See, our problems, our afflictions should not diminish our faith or disillusion us. We should realize that there is a purpose in our suffering. Amen. Problems and human limitations have several benefits. One, they help remind us of Christ's suffering for us. Two, they keep us from pride. Three, they cause us to look beyond this brief life. Four, they prove our faith to others. And five, they give God the opportunity to demonstrate his power. Amen. Amen. See your troubles as opportunities, church. See, our ultimate hope, you all, when we are experiencing terrible illness or persecution or pain, is the realization that this life is not all there is. There is life after death. Amen. Knowing that we will live forever with God in a place without sin and suffering can help us live above the pain that we face in this life. Amen. Glory to God. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that all be the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back with the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Your glory, less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me and more.
protecting the love in your warm embrace. But I realize I need you more and more each day.
Come and Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. Bring them to Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we're ready to receive the word. Hallelujah. That God has given to his servant. Amen. His pastor. Amen. At this time, I introduce to you my handsome and loving husband who keeps his heart pure. He's a man that keeps a pure heart, you all. He keeps his mind sharp. He has integrity. He works hard. He's quick to give. Amen. He devotes himself to God, and he never gives up. I present to you, hallelujah, the pastor, the senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, God's Chosen, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you so very much, my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika. Thank you for the warm introduction.
Amen.
Today we celebrate the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate God. We celebrate
Amen.
God because he's on our side. Hallelujah. That is
Thank
a great God. Reason to be here today, being in the presence
yes.
of the Lord. So let us pray.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you
thank
for being
God.
With us this afternoon. We
yes.
thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking
thank
to
you.
Our minds and speaking to our
yes,
hearts
Lord.
Today. We thank
yes.
you for every single word that you have given to us, for us to
yes,
be
Lord.
In abundance, for us to be in favor in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
In
we
the name
pray,
of
Father
Jesus.
God, that you speak to the ear that's in the middle of our heart. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And we hear
Jesus.
You, Father
Amen.
God. We will not hear the voice of a stranger. And we just want to say thank you. We pray that you
thank
allow
you.
Scripture to interpret Scripture for us
yes,
not to
Lord.
Add to it or take away from Scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let you
Amen.
Be our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Unclean
Amen.
Thoughts and unclean spirits that have showed up. We bind you
Amen.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we say,
Amen.
Be loose from this place right now. You go right now,
Amen.
For you're not welcome here. And we thank you,
Amen.
Father God. And it's
thank
in Jesus'
you.
Name that we pray. And we
yes,
all
Lord.
Do say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome
Amen.
Every single one again. You have your Bibles here. I would like for you to go with me over to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 1. Acts chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
What's new? This is where we'll be heading this message. What's new? What's new?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and I may read a little bit from the NLT, but we'll start here in the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verses 3. What's new?
Mm.
Church, what's new? What's new with you or about you? What's new about your relationships? What's new about anything that is concerning you? What's different about you than it is how you used to be yesterday, last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? What's new about you? Acts chapter 1, verses 3, it reads here, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which ye have heard of me. Jesus said right here, which you have heard of me. Five says, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, what is our goal to restore again the kingdom of Israel? Seven, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time nor the season which the Father has put in his own power. Eight says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Nine, and when he had spake these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him and out of their sight. Hallelujah. What's new? That is the question. What sets you apart from everybody else? What sets you apart from the world? Hallelujah. Here it is, these apostles that Jesus Christ have chosen. And, you know, these were his disciples. You know, they were walking with him right here. And right, we see here in the book of Acts, here we see that Jesus Christ, you know, he was taken up, but he was telling them about the promise. You know, he had made them a promise. God had made you a promise that you will receive something. So when I say what's new about you, this should be the same thing that was new. This should be the same thing that was, you know, about Jesus, his disciples, you know, who he had made apostles, you know, here at the time. This should be the same thing that's different about you. The Holy Spirit should be the difference between you and the world. Amen. See, those of us, those of you who are saved by grace, that should be a distinct difference between you and those of us who are not saved by grace. How is it that, amen, how is it that we who have been saved by grace, it's hard to be distinguished from those of us who are not saved by grace.
And my Lord.
I don't want to get too deep into, you know, who's who and who's not who. But one thing that I do know, I know that me and everybody else that are living right now, we live, you know, in this world. And I know that this world has a type of government or has a type of leadership. It has a type of living which is not the way that God intends for us to live. Even though we may have been a part of this type of living when you didn't know God, when you were not underneath the covenant of grace, when you were not saved, but when you get saved, hallelujah. Because God is the one that saves you. That should be a distinct difference. So what's new? Should I be the same man that I was when I wasn't saved?
My Lord.
I act in the same manner? Should I speak the same way? Should I go to the same places? Should I hang around the same people? Should I be saying the same thing? Should I be thinking the same thought? Should I be the same the way I was before I got saved. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. What's the difference? Jesus. What's the difference? What's new? What's new? The
my
Holy
Lord.
Ghost. Here it is. These apostles of his, Jesus Christ, you know, he, before we would back up and read there in the book of John, he was saying, they was asking, should we sit there and wait for them? He said, tarry, so we don't want to get a understanding. He said, what good is it? What good is it? You know, you're waiting for something, and I'm right here. Hallelujah. What are you waiting for? God is right here.
Hallelujah.
But here it is over here in the book of Acts. He was telling them, you know, to not to leave Jerusalem and to be there and wait until the promise that God the Father had made to come upon them. Where was that promise? Where is that promise? See, we know the promise that God gave to Abraham here, that his seed will be blessed through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, right now we see that Jesus Christ was taken up. Amen. Right now we see that Jesus Christ was taken up, because obviously right here in this place, the prophecy had been fulfilled. The promise, the works have been done. The works had been finished. You know, Jesus Christ had already fulfilled every single thing that he came here to do. He lived, hallelujah, overcame this world. He died for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And was resurrected. Hallelujah. Resurrected by who? By what? By the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. And here it is. It said he dwells amongst them about 40 days. 40 days, and there's no infallible proof. They've seen him there. He was there with them. And it said after he had said them to wait there on the Holy Ghost, and it said after he had said this, he was taken up. Hallelujah. You know, by a cloud, and they didn't see him anymore. Amen. Let's go over here to Acts. Chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I was reading over here in the book of Acts. If we'll read a little bit farther to 10, it says, and while they, before we go to 2, let's read 1 and 10. It says, and while they were, and while they looked steadfastly towards the heaven, and when he went up, beholding, it says, two men stood beside them with white apparel. 11 says, which also you men of Galilee, why you stand here gazing up, amazing in heaven? Hallelujah.
Well,
I
want to
ask
the
question here. Hallelujah. I want to ask the question here. We who have been baptized already, we who have the Holy Spirit already, what are we sitting there gazing and waiting for? Hallelujah. What are we sitting there waiting for when you already have the Holy Spirit that's on the inside? What's going on in your life right now that you're sitting here waiting on that God ain't already took care of it? Amen. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Hallelujah. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, because, see, I want to show the difference between who you are today and who you used to be yesterday or yesteryears. Hallelujah. There is a distinct difference. And the distinct difference is that Jesus Christ has moved on in the inside of your life. That should be the distinct difference. That should be the distinct difference. Jesus Christ has moved in on the inside of your life. And when he moved in on the inside, there's every single thing about you changed. Hallelujah. Not just one thing. Not just some things, but every single thing about you changed because you have the Holy Ghost living on the inside.
My
and
God.
Consequently, the change started on the inside. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. What's new? What sets you apart from everybody else? What sets you apart from the world? Acts chapter 2, verses 1. Reads here, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, two, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them clothed tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, were some of them filled? How many were filled with the Holy Ghost? It said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Right.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem, and they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of their nation under heaven. Now was a noise, the noise abroad. The multitude came together, and they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are all these which speak Galilean? Mm-hmm. Amen. 8, and how hear we every man in our own tongues wherein we were born? So what it is saying is that Are these men, or are they not Galileans? Are they, let me make sure I'm saying that right, because hallelujah. Are they not Galileans? Hallelujah. Or how are they able to speak our language? How are they able to speak something? They marveled right there. So what's different? How were they able to do that? Well, brothers and sisters, I want to know what's new about you. I want to know what language is that you are speaking. What is it that you are saying, hallelujah, that's different from what everybody else is saying in the world? What is it different that it is about you? Who do you know that everybody else may not know, may have heard of? Who it is that's on the inside of you that's giving you the utterances? Do you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you? Are you able, hallelujah, to speak in an unknown tongue that you did not know, you were not born with? Hallelujah. Are you walking in your calling? Are you using the Holy Spirit? Because when you were saved by grace, the first gift that you got was the Holy Ghost, and the first gift that you were able to operate in is the love of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What's new about you?
Wow.
Or is it that you have you been made new, crucified to flesh, baptized by water, fire baptized, and still being the same just like you used to be? Are you using what have given you to use, or who God has given you to use? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What sets us apart? Now, I know what's all going on because I hear it almost on every other person that I see. Every other person that I see and come in contact with, it seems like the majority are talking about what's going on in the world. Now, I'm not saying that things are going on in the world are not of a concern, but what I do know is it should not be all that you talk about. That should not be all that's in your mouth, because here it is that we have a risen God, hallelujah, a risen Savior, my Lord, my God, that who have already overcame the world, that have given his life for each and every one of us to live in that place of freedom, to live in that place of abundance, to live in that place not to be terrorized, not to be patronized, not to be in the place where being a disadvantaged, plagued with sickness and diseases, not sounding like the commoners, but sounding holy just as he is holy, being able to know who you are, then have the power and authority is in your mouth to change these things, hallelujah, in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus.
In the mighty name
What's
of
new?
Jesus.
What's new?
Amen.
Are you using who God gave you to use? You got Jesus Christ. See, this is the promise that God had made to our faithful father, Abraham. Let's look at it. Let's look at it over here in Acts chapter 3. Let's look at it in Acts chapter 3. Now, those of us who are baptized, those of us who have received the Holy Spirit, you should know that there is so much promise, there's so much blessing. You are a supernatural being like never ever been seen before. You have the power of God. You have the might of God. You have the gifts of God. Don't you know if God gave some gifts, it was intended for you to use? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God have called
Amen.
You out of darkness. And this darkness that God have called you out of, it was already from the foundations of the world, that you are already predestined to be called out of darkness to be a living witness, hallelujah, of who he is, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Okay.
Acts chapter 3, verses 1. And now Peter and John, they went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being in the ninth hour, too, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they stayed daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask alms. He was a beggar. You know, he was begging there. You know, he laid there. You know, that's what he did, you know, begging. He laid there and asked of alms of them that entered into the temple. Amen. Now, 3 says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked them of alms, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look upon us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Let's put up here right there. Here it is, a man. From birth, he was born, as Scripture says here, he was born lame, crippled, you know, born lame, you know, from his mother's womb. And they, I guess, you know, some people, you know, was to help, was to carry him there and lay him right there at the gate of Beautiful here, right here at the temple, the gate of Beautiful. And this is a place, you know, where he was, I mean, he was asking for money, you know, he was asking for some money. He was a lame man. But here it is, right here what Scripture says here, Peter and John, you know, they looked upon us. He said to look upon us, look upon us. So let's see what happened. Now, this man, you know, who definitely was in need, he was definitely in need of something. It says, and he gave heed unto them. He was expecting to receive something from them. What do you think that he was expecting to receive? He was expecting to receive some money, obviously, because he was there begging. He was there begging. He was expecting to receive some money. But here it is. 6 says, then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have to give thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones receive strength. Hallelujah. So look at here. I want us to realize what's new about you. Obviously, here, Peter and John, filled with the Holy Ghost, had power that were operating on the inside. This power that they had operating on the inside of them is the Holy Ghost that's operating on the inside of them. So you too have the power of the Holy Ghost operating on the inside of you. See, Peter and John here, See, they knew that they had the Holy Ghost on the inside of them, because if we back up a little bit, it said that they all was there in one place on one accord, and they received the Holy Ghost and was able to speak. So not only are you able to speak, hallelujah, so you just don't have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you just for you to be able to speak in an unknown tongue, but you also have the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you that is powering you to have the abilities to have healing powers as well. Hallelujah. The gift of healing is on the inside of every single man and every single woman that has the Holy Ghost on the inside. What's new about you? What sets you apart from everybody else in the world?
My Lord.
Here, scripture tells us over here that lifted him up. He said, he put his hand out. So obviously Peter put his hand out. He didn't put his hand out and he didn't touch him. He put his hand out and he lifted him up. Obviously right here somewhere between the time to where the man right here at the gate of Beautiful that was looking to receive some money, when Peter said, I do not have silver and gold to give you, but what I have, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, that was power right there that was transferred right here from Peter, and it was transferred over here to the crippled man. See, not only do you have the gift of tongues that's on the inside, not only do you have the gift of healing on the inside, you also have the gift of the word of God that's on the inside. You have in the name of Jesus, so that in the name of Jesus, when he reached out his hand and he helped the man up, we know that healing was transferred from Peter, hallelujah, through the Holy Ghost, and he received his healing, because later on we'll read a little farther, it said he leaped up, hallelujah, hallelujah. What's new about your church? What abilities, what gifts that you have? You are a supernatural being. I'm just trying to get you to see who you are in Christ, because when you know who you are in Christ, you know that the gifts that's already on the inside of you, and you'll be able to do just like Peter and just like John and just like some of the other apostles, you'll be able to do just like Jesus Christ was able to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Being supernatural. Supernatural being. So what's new? That's the difference between you and everybody else in the world. You need to understand, hallelujah, if God be for you, hallelujah, and God is for you, hallelujah, who can be against you? Let me tell you something, church. God is for you. So that means that anybody or any spirit or anything that is against you, God is not a man. God is a spirit. So any spirit that have come upon you, any spirit that is against you, don't you know that you got God? Hallelujah. You got God that's on the inside. So you have that same power. Don't you know that the Holy Spirit resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead? So if you got the Holy Ghost that's on the inside, you too have resurrection power that's operating on the inside. So that means that you do have the power over every single unclean thought that try to come in your head, that cause you to feel some fear, that cause you to feel you're sick, that cause you to doubt, that cause you to be in disbelief, that cause you to be hurt, that cause you to be all different type of things that does not line up with the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
What's new? You are the new you through Christ Jesus. Let's go over to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. In verse 1, what's new? Who are you? You are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. You are who God promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who you are. You are set apart from the commoners. You are set apart from the world. You have every single thing, hallelujah, already on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. We need to know where we fall short at. We fall short daily because there's a battle that takes place, that battle that takes place in between your ears. Don't you know that you have people that say that they love you, hallelujah, and they may have some type of love for you, but that don't mean that they may not be demonically influenced, that will say some things or that will suggest some things that's going to get in between your ears, is going to cause you to be in a place that where you're battling in your mind. Don't you know I can say something to you? And once you get, when you begin to think about what I said to you, is something that's going to happen on the inside of you. Either it's going to be in a place of faith or it's going to be in a place of fear. Because I said it to you, you heard it, and it got on the inside, now something has to happen. Something has to happen. Amen. This is where the battle is, and this is where we fall short at every single day. This is where we find ourselves thinking that we're not worthy, thinking that we're not good enough, thinking that we don't have the gifts of God, thinking that we're just supposed to believe what we heard and just lay there and die. Hallelujah.
My Lord. Jesus.
Romans chapter 12 and 1. Apostle Paul writes a letter over here to Romans in chapter 12 and 1. Says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. How? Holy, acceptable unto God, which is the reasonable service. 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do you do that? How do you do that? Do you know who you are? First of all, you need to know who you are. You need to know the gifts, the ability that's operating on the inside of you. You need to know. You need to have the right attitude of knowing what you're able to do through Christ Jesus. That charisma, that courage, you need to have that already set. You need to, that needs to be set in you, knowing that you are a supernatural being and you're able to do things like never ever been done before. So that means that right here between those ears, inside of your thinker, you need to know that when a word rises up, hallelujah, that does not line up with the will of God, you have the word of God that can cast down any word that want to rise up against the word of God, that can cause you to think, that can cause you to fear, that can cause you to feel ugly, to feel down, and to feel broken, to feel defeated. You have the word of God. Hallelujah. First off, you need to know that. Not sounding. If I say something to you that don't line up with the will of God, don't line up with the word of God, what God says, and you open up your mouth and you say it, don't you know you don't say what you don't believe? If you tell me that I'm poor, I'm not going to repeat I'm poor, I'm poor. If you tell me that I'm sick, I'm not going to repeat I'm sick. See, you catch words from being said. But you do have the ability to keep these words from manifesting themselves on the inside of you. See, you have the power and you have the authority given through Christ Jesus to cast down any word, hallelujah, that does not line up with his will. You can say, I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. You may say that I'm sick, but God says that I'm healed, hallelujah. You may say that I'm poor, but God says that I'm rich. Hallelujah. You may say that I'm unsuccessful, But my Lord, my God said that I'm prosperous. He said that I'm whole in every single area. Whose report shall you believe? See, we shall believe the report of the Lord. See, the world may tell you that you have to do this and you have to do that in order for you to receive this. But God said when you receive the Holy Spirit on the inside, you already got it all. So you are blessed in every single area of your life. See, the Holy Spirit did not move in on the inside just for you to be a partial being. See, the Holy Spirit moved in on the inside for you to be a whole being. That means whole, nothing broken and nothing missing. Hallelujah. Because God is whole. Hallelujah. God is peace.
Amen.
God is love.
Amen.
God is joy. God is holy. God is
Amen.
Patient. He is kind.
Amen.
And if he moved in on the inside, then you are new. What's new about you? Every single thing that it is about God, it is about you because he lives on the inside. Now walk in your calling. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
You have.
Yes, Lord.
The blessing already in your life. You may not be using them right now, but it don't mean that you don't have them.
My Lord.
You may have never spoken tongues before, but you still got the gift. You may have never interpreted tongues before, but you still got the gift. You may have not realize that the discernment of spirit, but you have that too. Prophecies, you have that too. Gifts of miracles, you got it. Gifts of healing, got that. Increase the word of faith, you got it. The word of knowledge, already got it. God gave it. Hallelujah. And the gift, guess what? It comes without repentance. So you got it already. Don't you let the world, and I'm talking about the people in the world that may be demonically influenced, that includes mama and daddy and sister and brother, family members and friends, co-workers and neighbors, that may say something to you that suggests that you got to do this or got to do that or be in fear of this or be in fear of that.
Jesus.
What's new about you?
My God.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single word that you have given to us this afternoon. We thank you, Father God, that your word, we believe it and we receive it. And we pray, Father God, trusting and believe that it take root, uproot every single word that is not from your kingdom. Being rooted in us that we may see the harvest of every single seed that has already been sowed in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now. Hallelujah. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single thing that's concerning us right now. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, because your blood, it sustains us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
and we
Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Father.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There may be one today.
Yes.
There may be one whose desire today is to be changed. To be changed from the old man or the old woman. Hallelujah. If you have never received Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, this is an invite, an invitation to all, not some. No, you don't qualify. Jesus Christ qualified, or he is qualified. You are able to come and receive the qualifier. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. What's new? What's new? If you have already received Jesus Christ into your life, but you find yourself drifting back and wavering in faith and still being the same and battling with this and battling with that. Hallelujah.
Thank
Will you
Lord.
Come today? God loves you no matter what. No matter what you do, God loves you. Hallelujah. No matter where you at or what you're in or what's going on, God still loves you. And if there's something that's going on with you, bring it all over to Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Will you come and receive that power today? Be like the lame man at the gate of beautiful. He received Jesus Christ. He received his healing. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you be healed today? Not by me, not by Apostle Paul Nick, but be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Will you come? Hallelujah. If you're looking for a church home, hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you be a part of the gospel public ministry? We invite you to come on in and love us just like we're going to love you, and everybody's going to be loving like the Holy Spirit showed us how to love. That's through the lens of the Holy Spirit. Will you come?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. There may be one. Will you press one today? It don't matter what it is. God knows all about it. But will you bring it all to him? Not to me. Will you bring it to him today?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. We give God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Thank God for the word that went forward. Amen, amen. We're going to continue to bless you, Pastor, and pour into you great and mighty all that you poured out here in service. Every virtue that left your body, may God see you to overflowing. Amen, that you, the cup will never run dry. Amen. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. We just thank God on today. Amen, church. Come on, let's give God some praise, glory, and honor. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
We're
just thanking God, hallelujah, for keeping us even right now in this hour. We are being kept.
Hallelujah.
Amen. By our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Our announcement for today, Sunday, December 26, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, our senior pastors are Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Mondays at 7 p.m., we have our intercessory prayer, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. So join us, come believing on one accord, everyone. Come believing on one accord at 845-277-9213 on our church line. Again, the number is 845-277-9213. That's Monday night at 7 p.m. That's tomorrow night. Wednesday at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Join us at 7 p.m. here on our church line. And Saturday school will begin, you all, on January the 9th. So the week after Thanksgiving, we will, not Thanksgiving, New Year's. The week after New Year's, amen, we'll start back at our Saturday school at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And then we have our Sunday services, of course, at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And look forward to the new times that's coming for our Sunday services as well. We are planning down to read the entire Bible in the year of 2022. And look for those dates and times, you all. We'll be sending out a flyer to you. We have everyone's numbers here that's in church. So look for the flyer to start off with us to reading the entire Bible. Amen. And getting the revelation on what we're reading. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Amen. I think that's all we have for our announcement. Happy birthday to anyone who's celebrating their birthday in the month of December. Happy birthday to you. We hallelujah in the name of Jesus. God continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you. May your latter days be greater than your beginnings. Amen. May God favor you all the days of your life and the protection of the Lord be around about you and your family. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And happy anniversary to everyone out there that's celebrating your anniversary in this month of December.
Amen.
Brother Joe Washington, his wife, just celebrated 20 years of marriage on yesterday on Christmas, actually, December 25th. So happy anniversary to you all. May God bless every marriage that he's ordained. May God continue to bless you in your marriage, Brother Joe Washington, and your wife. May God bless you with long years, good health and strength together. Favor and blessings of the Lord upon your marriage all the days of your life. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We come together and it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. Me and Pastor Manny will be celebrating our anniversary next month. So remember, take note. We are going to be leaving for a little bit. And my husband is looking forward to it. So we're looking forward to celebrating our wedding anniversary next month. So glory to God. Amen. We thank God again. God bless you all. God keep you. Remember, God is with you. Amen. I skipped over our tithes and offering. If you have tithes and offering, send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. Pastor Chantel, if you need any other means of sending those tithes and offering, you can do so by giving us a call at 832-725-8094. That's 832-725-8094. And you can give us a call. We'll give you other means of sending over your tithes and offering. Let us pray. For those who are tithing on today and all their purpose, their hearts, and time and giving offering, may God bless you and increase you. Dear Jesus, make us an initiative for your kingdom on our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. We give us your God. Lord, I ask those who give on today, oh God, or have given, oh God, that there be no lack in their giving, oh God, that you would give the increase, oh God, in all that they give, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Again, we thank God for you. This time we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we bless the God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I pray that everyone, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless everyone. I pray that everyone that was able to receive the word of God today, I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to speak to you much more deeper and much more intimately than I was able to. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I do realize that this may be this is the last time that we will have a meeting Sunday service in 2021. Next time that we will meet and Sunday will be a new year. So God's will, I thank God for you, you know, that we'll, you know, see you or hear, we'll hear your voice or we'll experience your presence here in 2022. We thank God for new. What's new? There's a new year. And we thank God for it in advance in the name of Jesus. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, of whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen,
amen.
Again. Apostle Talitha and I, we appreciate every single one that have shared in 2021 with us. We love you. We love you. We love you so much. We thank God for each and every one of you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Have a
Amen.
Glorious and blessed day today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name
Glory
of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.